The ball at the three. They need about a three-quarters of a yard on this fourth down. Warren, handoff, round left side, diving into the end zone. Clifton Woody, touchdown at Lee Raiders.
Remember, they were down 14-10 with 8 minutes to go at home 2 weeks ago, and they rolled off 21 straight points to get the victory there. Laughlin will roll, look deep, fire away, got a man open, and he's got it inside the 40 to the 35-yard line. Jack Pollard on the completion. 11 seconds left, fake the handoff, blitz coming, pass, complete, and in. Touchdown, touchdown. The Rebels have scored with 6.2 seconds left. Wow. Just wow. And can I say it again? Wow. This may be, and fans, I have been doing Friday Night Football on the radio now since 2002. This is season number 15 for the old guy. Rob Witham here, by the way. And welcome into another edition of Central Region Now, the exclusive podcast of the RBA Sports Network. And we're going to have to make this one quick tonight because my voice is starting to go away after the crazy comeback we had on our game of the week. And it wasn't the only one in the area tonight. Back to my point. I've been doing this gig now for, this is 15, season number 15. And there may not have been a crazier night than tonight. And that is including some of the last week of the regular season deals that we've had. We've had some crazy week 10s back in the old 10-day schedule, 11 in recent years, with people getting the bye week. And I got to tell you, I can say this for sure. It's probably one of the top five Friday nights I've experienced, and it's certainly probably the best September Friday night we've ever witnessed. Number six knocks off number one in a big, and I mean a big upset, getting the win on the road, while number two and number four and number seven are idle. Number three gets a big win over a traditional non-district rival. Number eight wins, but not without some controversy. Number five pulls away to stay unbeaten. You with me now? Number 10 goes to 4-0. Number 11 wins to go to 2-1. Number 12 is idle. You've got Patrick Henry down 21-0 at the half after Wesley Duggar scores three more touchdowns to make it 10 touchdowns in six quarters. The Patriots on the road erase the deficit and come back to win 31-28 to move to 3-0, and they are in an unbeaten battle next week against Henrico. You got all that so far. Petersburg falls just short of going 3-0, falling in Fredericksburg to James Monroe just by 5 points. All the while, other games going on in the area, Goochland looking strong, Louisa with a big win in 4A East, and not next week, but the week after next, when the calendar turns to October, RVA Sports Network is going to begin our most aggressive coverage ever of the road to the playoffs. We are not going to wait for the Virginia High School League to start releasing their numbers early week. We're going to start number crunching ourselves and do our best to give you the most accurate coverage possible of the road to the playoffs, because we've got games here in September that come the night of November 4th when we're all looking at the finals and we're seeing who's in and who's out, who's home and who's away, who's got the good matchup, who's got the bad matchup. We're going to come back and we're going to look at games from tonight. We're going to look at games from last week. Heck, we're going to look at games from August 26th that made a difference. And you want to know the team right now that I think is looking at the landscape and going, gentlemen, we've got an opportunity here that they likely didn't expect, but they wanted to be ready for just in case. And I'm talking about the guys on Azalea Avenue. There's going to be a lot of talk tonight and over the weekend about Manchester after the big win over number one LC Bird, and rightfully so. And there's going to be a lot of talk about maybe they should go all the way up from 6-1 in our new NBC 12 RVA Sports Network Big 12 High School Football poll when that's released on Monday. I have one vote. There are more than one vote, trust me, in that survey. And I just have one, and I will say this. I think I am the only reporter in the area, and if there's somebody else who has, feel free to correct me. But I think I'm the only guy in town right now that has seen both Manchester and Dinwiddie live. We had Manchester opening night with their win over Metoica. We had Dinwiddie the following week when we got back on WHAN radio with their big win over Hanover. I've seen them both. We just put out a poll at the RVA Sportsnet on Twitter, just for the heck of it, saying, who's number one? And your choices were Dinwiddie, Manchester, and another team. And as we're recording this, about maybe 10 minutes into the poll, and it'll be up for another 24 hours until about 11:30 Saturday night, with already nearly 150 votes cast, Manchester 43%, another team 42%, and Dinwiddie 15%. Again, I will say, I think I'm the only guy in town that has seen Dinwiddie and Manchester both live. I have an opinion. I have a vote in the Big 12 High School Football poll. Because I have that vote, I prefer to keep it private. You know, I don't predict games. And I also don't going around doing a whole lot of boasting and predicting on that in that arena. And I'm certainly not going to reveal here on the podcast who I'm voting number one on Sunday night. But I already know who I'm voting number one. And it's based on results as well as the eye test. And I know that both teams have improved since I saw them. Manchester opening night 3 weeks ago, Dinwiddie 2 weeks ago. Dinwiddie had a game last week. They were idle this week. But what we did put on Twitter tonight, and this is the God's honest truth, it's a darn shame they can't play each other. Oh, my gosh. I would gladly, and I haven't missed a football game on the air in 7 years. Thank you, God. last one I missed 2009 due to a stomach bug. I would almost consider hanging up the phones for 1 week and paying good money to go watch a Dinwiddie-Manchester game right now. Oh, man, what a slobber knocker that would be if I could borrow the saying of the great JR, good old Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer and the second greatest wrestling announcer, in my view, in the history of the great sport of professional wrestling. But we digress. Just what a crazy night it was. And we haven't even talked about our game of the week, which you just heard the highlights of at the start of the podcast. Douglas Freeman, who had an anemic performance the first three quarters. They got into Atlee territory on several occasions and came up empty-handed. And then it was like when the fourth quarter started, the light came on. On the first play of the fourth quarter, it was fourth down and 20 Atlee at the Freeman 30. They lined Tyler Warren up to punt. He is the punter as well as one of their two quarterbacks. And he decides to run instead. And you're 4th and 20 at your opponent's 30. Yeah, why not go for it? Simply because if you can get inside the 20, it's probably better than pooch kicking it into the end zone. And number two, if you actually catch them napping, maybe you get the first down. So they tried. They fell 7 yards short. Freeman took over at the 17. Then they got called for a penalty before the first play. So they're back to the 12. All right, 11:53 to go in the game. 47 seconds later, touchdown Douglas Freeman. It's like the light went on, and it all began with the big strike from Trey Laughlin to Jack Pollard that you heard on at the beginning of our podcast tonight. Cut one was Clifton Woody going in for the score, and I got to give it to Matt Gray and Atlee. This has to be said. In the midst of the loss, and I know it's a hard loss for them, and now they got to regroup and get set for the big rivalry matchup against Hanover next week. Two teams that are going to be really needing a victory, both of them coming in at 1-2. But credit Coach Gray. Atlee scored both of their touchdowns tonight on fourth down situations. The first one, which you heard, at the start of the show was on a fourth down and about three quarters of a yard from the Freeman three. So they could have gotten a first down and not scored the touchdown, but Woody dove in left side and got it. Later on, Atlee scores when they go for it on fourth and goal from the two, and they put it in the hands of their freshman quarterback, Tyler Warren, and he goes around left guard and pulls his way into the end zone when it was seven or bust. And they got seven. And at that point, Atlee was looking really good because we didn't see any signs of anything happening with Douglas Freeman. And then all of a sudden, for the second straight game, Douglas Freeman scores three touchdowns in the fourth quarter to erase a deficit and win. This week was much more dramatic than 2 weeks ago at home against James River when they were down four and they started scoring and they won by 17. Tonight, the winning touchdown, which you just heard at the start of the podcast, from Trey Laughlin to Tanner DeBrucke. And Tanner, I need to personally apologize to you. From our vantage point up in the Atlee press box, it looked like he had hit Spencer Mang on a safety valve. And the five and the six looked so similar from, 150 yards away that I did not call you appropriately. And I apologize for that. Tanner DeBrucke had a fantastic game tonight for Douglas Freeman offensively. He gets the touchdown pass with 6.2 to go, and number nine, Douglas Freeman, goes into Colonial District play unbeaten at 3-0, 20-14, the win over Atlee. So you've got the Freeman 20-point comeback on our game of the week in the fourth quarter. You've got the Patriots 31-point outburst in the second half to beat Godwin at Godwin to stay unbeaten at 3-0. Across the river, at NBC 12's game of the week, you've got Manchester knocking off LC Bird for the second time in 3 years at 21-14. So they go to 3-0. The Skyhawks fall to 3-1. Meanwhile, Monacan's got to be licking their chops. They went all over Clover Hill, 61-27. Cavaliers scoring most of their points late when the game was out of reach. Chiefs are 4-0, and they got LC Bird still on the schedule. That'll be a monster matchup. But again, I circle back to the Henrico Warriors. Think about this. Hermitage has lost. Highland Springs has lost. And now LC Bird has lost. You think about how improbable, if you'd have looked at any of us in this business, any of us, Mark and Matt at NBC 12, myself, anybody else you may watch on TV or hear on the radio or follow on Twitter, I don't think any of us would have had the courage to say by September 16th, Hermitage, Highland Springs, and LC Bird all will have a loss. I don't think any of us would have said that. I don't think that. We knew that one team would because Hermitage and Highland Springs played each other. But I think most of us thought that the winner of that game would be 3-0 tonight and LC Bird would go 4-0 tonight. Didn't happen. And so Henrico is sitting in a very interesting position right now, and I know some of you out there are screaming right now, wait a minute, so is Lee Davis, so is Douglas Freeman. You're absolutely right. In 5A South, Henrico, Lee Davis, and Douglas Freeman are all at 3-0. But I have to tell you, when it comes to what I've been able to see so far, and unfortunately I haven't seen Henrico live yet, Lee Davis I've seen in scrimmage play. We haven't had him on the game of the week yet. And now I have seen Douglas Freeman. If you put those three in any type of combination to have to play each other in a knockout round of some sort, right now Henrico's higher in the polls than Lee Davis and Douglas Freeman. And I think next week will tell us a whole lot more. But because Henrico what has been in the position that they've been the last couple of years, they've been gradually building. Douglas Freeman kind of came out of nowhere when Coach Henderson came over from BSH. And he's done a remarkable job with that program because you got to remember, again, Freeman, I look at some of the schools in Henrico, like Freeman, Tucker, Godwin. They're landlocked. And what I mean by landlocked is that they don't have a whole lot of space in their districts where companies are building huge new subdivisions and hundreds of families are moving in. Okay? Interestingly enough, that's what's going on in Deep Run's district, and Deep Run has struggled the last few years But what does Douglas Freeman do? And I credit it to Coach Henderson, first of all. He's a winning football coach. Kind of like Coach Jim Henderson at Monacan, doing the same thing. Landlocked, and then boom. He comes in and turns the Chiefs program around. But I got to tell you, Henrico, Lee Davis, Douglas Freeman, I'm looking at where they are in our polls, and that's where I'm getting the rationale. I'm not saying that if they played tomorrow, Lee Davis couldn't beat Henrico, or Douglas Freeman couldn't beat Henrico, or Douglas Freeman couldn't beat Lee Davis. But right now, Henrico's got to look at this situation and go, the opportunity is there. And what I mean by that is an opportunity to finally get into that upper echelon in 5A South. But guess what? It's there for Lee Davis. It's there for Douglas Freeman. And maybe Douglas Freeman has the easiest road of the three, because Henrico and Lee Davis still have to play Highland Springs. And they still have to play each other. And they're still going to be playing teams like Atlee and Hanover, who are going to be, you know, really desperately looking for wins for their own postseason hopes. And look at Patrick Henry. They're the X factor in all of this in the Capital District. So I don't know. Right now, I think on Azalea Avenue, they're probably just they're thinking about, okay, you know what? So far, the stars are aligning, but we just got to worry about Patrick Henry. And I know that's what Coach Glasgow is thinking right now. We just got to worry about Patrick Henry. And I know right now Coach Davis and Ashland's thinking the same thing. I also know Ryan Turnage isn't looking past anybody. And he's got to deal with Verina next week, and he may have to do it shorthanded. If you didn't hear on our game of the week, there was an apparent altercation during the second quarter of the game, the win over Glen Allen tonight, 43-0, and some players were ejected from the game. Now, based on what we know from the Virginia High School League rules, that if a player is ejected from a game, they will likely serve a one-game suspension. So who doesn't play for Lee Davis? We'll have official word on that, not tonight, but as time goes on, we'll get it, I'm sure, from their athletic department. And at that time, we'll report it. But our reporters on the scene in Mechanicsville tonight did confirm that it happened and that there were some players who were taken out of the game. And if that be the case, then if the rules are followed by the VHSL, unless there's an appeal process that is heard and approved, Lee Davis may be missing a couple of people against Verina next Friday in their Capital District opener. Now, Verina, you talk about, oh, hi, how are you? My computer just talked to me. Talk about a team who right now has got to be just frustrated. They lose tonight 38-14 at home to number 3 Hermitage. They're 1-2 on the season. They get the big win on the road against Norcom, and then they fall late to Thomas Dale, and they lose big to Hermitage again. And now they've got Lee Davis, a rejuvenated Confederates program, coming in next week. And even if they're missing some players, they're still going to be tough to beat. And Verina, you know, they're looking and going, no, this cannot be happening to us again. Because, you know, the only reason Verina missed the playoffs in the 2000s was because probably they lost to Highland Springs in Week 10 and missed the playoffs because they lost the Capital District title to Highland Springs. Verina was a perennial playoff mainstay. And it's almost unfathomable to think that they could miss the postseason for the third year in a row. So all the more reason that Lee Davis next week goes into possibly a hornet's nest, because it could be a little bit, not somewhat, not big, but a little bit of a desperate situation for Verina. They don't want to go 1-3, still having to face Atlee and Hanover, who also may be in situations where they're in danger about their postseason future. Obviously, they wrap up the regular season with Highland Springs, as always. There's just so many subplots going on. Usually, we don't have this many in high school football by September 16th, but this year is a totally different year. Let's go to the scoreboard, shall we? First of all, the big one, the game of the week on NBC 12, and Matt had great highlights tonight. On the sidelines. If you missed it, go to NBC12.com, go on the sports page, watch On the Sidelines. You'll be glad you did. They had highlights from games, I mean to tell you, all over the central region. They had highlights from Louisa's win. They had highlights from everywhere. And Mark and Matt do just a phenomenal job. So NBC12.com, go to the sports page, watch On the Sidelines. If you missed it, great report from Matt from Bird. As number 6 Manchester does it, they get the lead. They hold off Bird in the final minute. They scored. Onside kick failed. And Manchester wins 21-14. They are 3-0. The Skyhawks are 3-1. We'll have a new number one team in our poll Monday. Number two, Dinwiddie, was idle this week. Number three, Hermitage, beats Verina 38-14. Number four, Highland Springs, off this week. They start Capital District play against Armstrong next Friday. Number five, Henrico, early struggles at J.R. Tucker, and then they pull away. Jalen Jones, another big night for the sophomore quarterback. 49-12 Warriors. They're 3-0, and we mentioned they go to Ashland next week to take on 3-0 Patrick Henry. It'll be the second year in a row those two teams have met, both unbeaten. And Patrick Henry being 3-0 is most improbable because we had our game of the week 20-point comeback for Douglas Freeman. As number nine, Freeman beats Atlee with 6 seconds to go, 20-14 on the touchdown pass from Laughlin to DeBrucke to finish the comeback, all the scores in the fourth quarter. Patrick Henry, down 21-0 at the half, scores 31 in the second half. Hunter Hart with the winning score in the final minute. And the Patriots hit the buses celebrating. Those four tires never hit the road back to Ashland. 31-28, the win over Mills Godwin, who now suddenly fall to 1-2 on the year. But because, you know, teams such as Byrd and Hermitage and Highland Springs have lost, Godwin can turn around, take a deep breath, look at the Colonial District schedule ahead of them and go, okay, we need to pick up some wins here. They probably need to beat Douglas Freeman to kind of ensure things because they're going to be in that battle with Metoaka, with Meadowbrook. Prince George wants to be in that conversation about the bottom part, the end of 5A. Verina wants to be in that conversation. So, unbelievable. Number 8, Lee Davis shuts out Glen Allen, 43-0. They're now 3-0, and they're looking at the upper echelon of 5A South now, but they got to deal with Verina next week. Number 7, Thomas Dale, idle, by the way. Game of the week for us. Number 9, Freeman, 20, Atlee, 14. Number 10, Monacan, rolls over Clover Hill, 61-27. 4A East, kids. Dinwiddie, Monacan. You've got Louisa unbeaten, and you're thinking, yeah, who's Louisa? Louisa's a good football team. You've got Powhatan. They shut out George Wythe tonight, 35-0. They're still unbeaten. They knocked off Hopewell last week. They're a good football team. Chancellor and Cortland are traditional powers. It's going to be wild in 4A East this year, and a team like Hanover, who lost tonight to number 11 Hopewell, 28-13, is looking at the 4A East landscape right now and going, oh, dear. We really got to get a win against Atlee next week because we don't want to be 1-3 heading into a home match with Patrick Henry 2 weeks from tonight and looking at all of these other teams in 4A beginning to really pile up some victories and therefore some VHSL rider points. Number 12, Benedictine was idle this week. That is our poll scoreboard. Now to the rest of the scoreboard. Petersburg. Man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Had a chance to go to 3-0, fall short in Fredericksburg. James Monroe gets the win there tonight, 17-12. Want to give a shout-out to our friends at FLS Varsity for keeping us posted on that game up in Fredericksburg tonight. Congratulations to Coach Chad Hornick and the Deep Run Wildcats. They get Coach Hornick his first win, and they exact revenge from last year's loss to 1A Essex. 42-14, the final, a big win for Deep Run as they move to 1-2. And my thanks to my son, Robbie Witham, who was at that game and reporting for us live tonight for the RVA Sports Network. Goochland still unbeaten. They shut out Robert E. Lee of Staunton, 35-0, the final score in that one. We mentioned Louisa with the big win. Comeback win over King George, 34-26 the score. King George, another 4A East team that wants to make some noise. Couple of private school finals. In the afternoon, Trinity Episcopal holds off Norfolk Academy, 26-20. Atlantic Shores Christian beats Blessed Sacrament Huguenot, 43-13 the final. Prince George mentioned them about 5A South a moment ago. They're 2-1 now, shutting out John Marshall, 51-0. Cross the river, south side. Cosby holds off a fourth-quarter Midlothian comeback try, scores a touchdown late to make it a two-score win. 34-20 the final, and the Titans are 2-2. James River rolls tonight, putting up 63 points on Huguenot. 63-30 the final, Rapids with back-to-back home victories. New Kent falls for the first time tonight. They lose to Tab 47-15. Amelia is shut out by Brunswick, 20-0 the final. Colonial Heights falls on the road at Southampton in a shootout, 52-34. Thomas Jefferson gets a win tonight over Caroline. Congratulations to the Vikings. 42-20, the final there. Franklin County beats Charles City. Final score there, 30-22. It's just been an absolutely crazy, crazy, crazy week of football. And guess what? We get to do it all over again next week. First, let's set it up with our game of the week. Before we do that, real quick, I just took a quick break and paused things and take a quick look at Twitter. And I mentioned on Twitter on Henrico Sports, we don't have a player of the game award on our game of the week, but if we did tonight, I know that Jack Pollard made a couple of huge catches, and I know that obviously Tanner DeBrucke had a huge role in the fourth quarter. And hey, the Freeman offensive line, fantastic job by them to give Laughlin time to make those throws to Pollard. And man, impressed with the arm of Trey Laughlin. But Sam Murphy was everywhere on defense tonight. And the reason why I'd vote for Sam Murphy for Freeman's player of the game is simply because the plays he made kept the score at 14-0, especially in the third quarter when they needed to make sure that Atlee didn't extend the lead, because Atlee had their chances to make it 21-0, especially after Clay Knapp's second one-handed interception in the third quarter. But they stalled, they couldn't score, and then we had the 4th-and-20 we mentioned earlier, and that set up Freeman's frenetic fourth quarter. So Sam Murphy, my hat's off to you, my friend. Mr. Pollard, Mr. DeBrucke, the offensive line, Mr. Laughlin, fantastic job in the fourth quarter. It was a great game to call. The game, we need to post it as a podcast on our podcast channel, and we may just do that so you can listen to it in its entirety if you would like to do so. Now, old man here has got to grab, I know, I'm young at heart, and I love hanging out with all of you. And the like, but I have to realize I'm going to be 50 in June, and so therefore there are some things in my life I have to use that I didn't have to use 5 or 10 years ago. One of them is a magnifying glass. So let's look at the schedule typed out here in smaller font than I should have had. I should have done something about that rather than settle for what I have here. A couple of afternoon games next week. Number 12 Benedictine gets back in action, and they play Liberty Christian. That's a home game, and it's 4 o'clock start. Fork Union comes down to take on Trinity Episcopal, who gets the big win this afternoon over Norfolk Academy. That's a 4 o'clock start. St. Christopher's will go down to Norfolk Academy, and that will be a 4:30 start. So 3 big VISAA games going on in the afternoon next week. Collegiate, by the way. You're wondering, where's Collegiate, Rob? You barely talked about them this year. But they get back in action a week from tomorrow, a week from Saturday. They're at Flint Hill, and that is a 2 o'clock game. There is a Saturday game this week, by the way. The Saints of St. Christopher's at home to St. Anne's Belfield at kick time at 1 p.m. All right, the schedule. District play starts for everybody next week. In the Dominion District, you've already played maybe one, possibly two games. Here we go. Central District. Colonial Heights will go to number 7, Thomas Dale. Knights with a chance to move to 3-1. Petersburg coming up just short. They now have to go to Meadowbrook, who, of course, had a bye week tonight, but they knocked off Highland Springs in their last game. And they'll be looking to go to 2-2 on the season. And so that'll be a good matchup at Meadowbrook in the Central District next week. Metoaka at Prince George next week, a 7:30 kick. That'll be a very good game. Metoaka off this week. They're 1-2. They're going to need a win to catch up to Prince George in 5A South and stay in the conversation in the postseason. But the big one in the Central District next week, number 2 Dinwiddie goes to Myrner Field to take on number 11 Hopewell. Bryce Witt versus Cameron Hill. Ronnie Walker versus Zion Sturdivant. And the defense of Hopewell against the defense of Dinwiddie. That'll be a great one. Dinwiddie at Hopewell next Friday night. 2 teams in our poll. Possibly the new number 1 team. We'll find out on Monday. That is a great matchup next Friday night. Capital District next Friday night. We mentioned number 8 Lee Davis goes to Verina. And they could be shorthanded. We mentioned number 5 Henrico at 3-0 goes to number 3-0 Patrick Henry. Will the Patriots crack our poll this week for the first time? We'll find out on Monday. And our game of the week. And let me remind you, because I know some of you right now might be yelling or screaming, well, why don't you have the 3-0 team on your game? Why don't you go to Patrick Henry? Let me explain to you how we do our game of the week schedule for those of you new to us, or in case you have forgotten. We, of course, do the game of the week in conjunction with WHAN Radio in Ashland. And we, for the last 6 seasons, have broadcast games featuring all 4 of the Hanover County schools. So you'll notice that every week we have 1 or 2 Hanover County teams. That's part of our agreement with the radio station. And so what we like to do is we like to put our first half of the season in stone and get our first 5 games taken care of, and we know where we're going to be, and we're not going to make any changes. That way we get to as many teams as we can, number 1. And number 2, quite frankly, from an advertiser standpoint, our advertisers have an idea as to where we'll go, what kind of games we'll have, what type of audience they can expect, and we have to take care of them as well, my friends, because without them, we're not on the air. Simple as that. So we have so far run 3/4 of the gauntlet in the central region in Hanover County. We've had Hanover, we've had Patrick Henry, and we've had Atlee. We have not had Lee Davis yet. We cannot skip what has arguably been not only the best rivalry in Hanover County for the last 5 years, but one of the best rivalries in the central region in the last 5 years, and that is Hanover-Atlee. Even though both teams are struggling right now, it's still going to be a huge game with a huge atmosphere at Atlee High School next week. So that's where we will be. Coverage begins at 6:30 with the On the Sidelines pregame show powered by Sheehy Ford of Ashland. I'll sit down with NBC12's Mark Davis to talk about all the games that will be coming up that night. And you've got 2 teams that just cannot afford to go 1-3 and want to really harbor really, really high playoff aspirations. If you get to 1-3 with 6 games to go, you're just, you know, at that point going, okay, we got to get some wins to make sure we can extend our season and play after November the 4th. If you're in 2-2 after 4 games, you feel a little bit better about yourself, even though both of the teams still have to play Highland Springs and Henrico and Lee Davis still to come. So I cannot begin to tell you how important this battle is. The PH-Henrico game will be great. Obviously, as you know, Patriot Talk Live will have coverage of that game. And if you want to listen into that game, obviously you can do that as well. And if you listen to Evan, that doesn't bother us. It's okay. Evan's a great friend, and we're glad to help out, help out the future generation, the next generation of broadcasters. To Evan at Patrick Henry, we love his work and the work at Patriot Talk Live. We love the burgeoning work going on at Lee Davis right now with LDTV Sports. Midlothian has set the bar across the river, first with the Midlo Hooligans on Twitter and now with Trojan Live, and then they've kind of merged this year, and I love to see what they're doing. And really, frankly, I'm hoping other schools and all the schools eventually will have journalism departments and teachers who will nurture kids to do social media for the good. And one day I can retire and watch you guys do the work and just enjoy, you know, calling a football game on Friday night. You never know. So anyway, so that's how we do our game of the week. So you understand that our first 5 weeks are set in stone. And then the last 5 weeks we can shuffle depending upon how things look postseason and which games have the biggest implications. So Hanover at Atlee, our game of the week next week. It's still going to be a rocking good time, just with a little bit more of a sense of urgency for both teams now. Number 5 Henrico goes to Patrick Henry. Number 8 Lee Davis to Verina, as we said. And Armstrong will go to number 4 Highland Springs. In the Dominion District, L.C. Byrd will hit the road and try to start a new winning streak. They'll go to Clover Hill. James River has to go to Manchester. And I don't think it'll happen, but the Lancers just have to make sure that they don't have one of those hangovers after a major triumph. They need to be ready for the Rapids, and I'm sure Coach Tom Hall will have them that way. George Wythe, who got a win in their opener, they've lost 2 since. They go to Midlothian, who put up a game effort late against Cosby tonight. Could the Trojans get their first win this year at home next week? Monacan continues. They get the halfway point of their season already. They'll be at Huguenot. If they win, they'll be 5-0 on September 23rd. That's crazy. And in the Colonial District next week, number 3 Hermitage starts with the Cat Bowl. They host J.R. Tucker at Chester Fritz at 7 o'clock. Number 9 Douglas Freeman is home to John Marshall at 7, and the Justices will be smarting coming off that big loss at Prince George. Thomas Jefferson will go to Mills Godwin. They got the big win over Caroline tonight, and they will try to give the Eagles their best shot. And the most interesting game, I think, next week in the Colonial, Glen Allen goes to Deep Run. Glen Allen showed me some promise in their loss last week to Patrick Henry on our game of the week. They struggled tonight and did not score against Lee Davis. Now Deep Run with a bit of momentum coming off the win over Essex tonight. And you've got Deep Run at 1-2, Glen Allen at 0-3, and they battle each other at Deep Run next week. Blessed Sacrament Huguenot is at Kinston, is hosting Kinston Forest next Friday night. King William back in action. They got Washington and Lee at home. Goochland looks to stay unbeaten. They're on the road at Randolph-Henry. I'm telling you, 2A, get ready. Goochland's coming. Oh, boy, are they coming. Bruton is at New Kent tonight. New Kent suffered their first loss of the season. They'll look to bounce back. Congratulations, Richmond Christian. They get a win over Portsmouth Christian tonight. They stay unbeaten. They've got Isle of Wight coming in for a home game next Friday evening. And Orange, 5A North team, comes to Powhatan to take on unbeaten Powhatan. Orange, a team that Atlee and Patrick Henry need to keep an eye on up in 5A North. And, of course, Powhatan in 4A East. Friends, what more can I say? The headlines of the hour. Number 1 goes down for the second week in a row. Number 6 Manchester beats LC Bird 21-14. Number 2 Dinwiddie Idol. Number 3 Hermitage beats Verina 38-14. Number 4 Highland Springs Idol. Number 5 Henrico 49-12 winners over J.R. Tucker. Number 7, Thomas Dale, off this week. Number 8, Lee Davis shuts out Glen Allen 43-0. Our game of the week, number 9, Douglas Freeman scores with 6.2 seconds left to beat Atlee 20-14, scoring all 20 points in the fourth quarter. Second game in a row that Freeman has scored 3 touchdowns in the fourth quarter to erase a deficit and win the game. Number 11, Hopewell, wins at Hanover 28-13. And number 10, Monacan, all over Clover Hill, 61-27 to go to 4-0 on the season. Well, what have we got coming up? What do we do for an encore? Saturday afternoon on our Hanover Sports feed, we'll be live at Day Field as Randolph-Macon football gets their final non-conference game in. A 1 o'clock kickoff against Methodist, a team they lost to last year, so they'll be seeking some revenge. They want to move to 3-0 before they start ODAC play on September the 29th, a rare Thursday night college football game at Division III. They go to Shenandoah to start their ODAC schedule. But first, they got Methodist, 1 o'clock at Day Field. Live updates on Hanover Sports on Twitter. And then we are back at it next week, Monday night. We will be in Ashland, I believe, if memory serves me correctly, for Atlee at Patrick Henry Field Hockey. Updates on Hanover Sports beginning at 6 p.m. We're not going to listen to the forecast talking for a chance of rain. We're going to get that one in. That's just the way I'm thinking right now. Tuesday night, we're going to be live in Mechanicsville for our next Tuesday night Game of the Week volleyball broadcast on our YouTube channel. Girls volleyball action, Patrick Henry at Lee Davis. This should be an excellent match, and we'll have it live at 7 o'clock Tuesday night on our YouTube channel. Listen live at youtube.com/RVA Sports Network. Wednesday, we're heading over to Thomas Dale. Thomas Dale Field Hockey hosting Colonial Heights at 4:30. Looking forward to going back to the Knights to see them in action. We were there last year, and they afforded us such a nice welcome. We're going back to see them this year on Wednesday, and then we head out of there. As soon as the match is over, head to Ashland. Randolph-Macon volleyball with a big early season ODAC matchup. Roanoke comes in. Former Atlee standout Kyla Blackmore leads the Roanoke Maroons into Crenshaw Gymnasium. That's a 7 o'clock first serve, and we'll be there live, and we'll have live coverage on Hanover Sports. Of course, the Thomas Dale Field Hockey match with Colonial Heights updates on Chesterfield Sports and the RVA Sports Net. Of course, all of our coverage retweeted, aggregated, if you will, on the RVA Sports Net, our main network Twitter feed. Thursday night, up in the air right now as to where we're going to be. There is a boatload of good volleyball action going on. And we'll make our final decision and, of course, let you know in advance. And the next Friday night, we're going to be in Hanover Atlee for our Game of the Week live on WHAN Radio and live on the RVA Sports Network and on the TuneIn Radio app. You can listen on your mobile. And we'll have our network of reporters back out again. I want to thank them. Thank you, Taylor Luck, Taylor RVASN, with great coverage tonight of Hanover Hopewell. My son, Robbie, thank you for being there for Deep Run's first win of the season. Appreciate that very much. A shout out to Will at Watch Sports Wire, who had updates from Hermitage Verina, to our buddy Rob Welch over at Henrico High, who was over at Tucker for that game tonight as well, to Matt Estridge of NBC12, our broadcast partner, for big updates from Manchester and LC Bird, and for everyone else who sent us score updates tonight. We appreciate you so much. We really do, via whether it be text, whether it be via direct message, whether it be on Twitter. Always, always, always appreciate your updates. All right, friends. This weekend, let's see. Virginia Tech opens play against Boston College. UVA is in Connecticut. Richmond gets Stony Brook. And that's just a sample of some of the Division I college action and 1AA college action this weekend. We mentioned we'll be at the Randolph-Macon game on Saturday. Others in the area will be in action, too. And we'll have updates on scores and finals all throughout Saturday on our main network Twitter feed, the RVA Sportsnet. That is the RVA Sportsnet. Don't forget our Twitter network. Follow what you want to know. Our hyperlocal county feeds at Henrico Sports, at Hanover Sports, at Chesterfield Sports. And for sports all around the RVA, not just high school, college, pro, and more, what you want to know at the RVA Sportsnet. And that's also where we cover at the high school level the city of Richmond, the Tri-Cities, and the surrounding counties. Plus, again, we retweet information from our other three county hyperlocal feeds. You take what you want, don't take what you don't want, and we don't give you all the useless information that, you know, if you don't want that, you just want to follow one team, one school, you can do that with us here at the RVA Sports Network. Thanks so much for being with us. Central Region Now is an exclusive podcast presentation of the RVA Sports Network and solely intended for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any rebroadcast or other use of the podcast without the express written consent of HCS Media LLC is strictly prohibited. Got to tell you this real quick. My wife and my grandson, a.k.a. my dog, our official mascot, Harry J., are out of town for the weekend. They've gone down to Longwood University to spend the weekend, a big weekend, down with my daughter, Rachel. So they're having fun. Three generations of the family. My mother-in-law lives down there. My daughter goes to school down there. So my wife and the dog headed down there for the weekend. So this weekend here, back at RVA Sports Network headquarters, it's me and my cat, Zoe, who's right here in front of me in my studio right now, making a very, very, very rare public appearance. So we're going to kind of do the bachelor thing this weekend. Whatever you're doing this weekend, please be safe, have fun. Looking forward to another great week next week. Super 6 boys and girls volleyball and field hockey polls come out Sunday night at 8 on the RVA Sportsnet on Twitter. And the new Big 12 football poll comes out on NBC 12 News on Monday during 12 News at 6. Rob Witham saying have a great weekend. Thank you for being with us for a wild night. And we'll see you soon on the sideline.